Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 1. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word, we pray that you would help us to understand. Help us to see the bigger picture in this life. Help us to see by faith. Help us to live right now, doing the small things in our lives, with the understanding that they really matter. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Zechariah 1. In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, Yahweh was very angry with your ancestors. You must say to them, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Return to me, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Do not be like your ancestors, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, return from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But they did not hear, and they did not pay attention to me, declares Yahweh. Your ancestors, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? However, did not my words and my regulations, which I commanded my servants the prophets, overtake your ancestors? And they repented and said, Yahweh of hosts planned to do with us according to our ways and according to our deeds, so he has dealt with us. On the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shabbat, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah the prophet, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, I had a vision in the night, and look, a man riding on a red horse. And he was standing between the myrtle shrubs that were in the ravine, and behind him were red, reddish-brown, and white horses. And I asked, What are these, my lord? And the angel who was talking with me said, I will show you what these are. And the man, standing between the myrtle shrubs, answered and said, These are those whom Yahweh has sent to patrol the earth. And they answered the angel of Yahweh, who was standing between the myrtle shrubs, and they said, We have patrolled the earth, and look, all the earth is dwelling in peace. The angel of Yahweh answered and said, O Yahweh of hosts, how long will you have no compassion on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, with which you showed fury these 70 years? With gracious and comforting words, Yahweh answered the angel who was talking with me. And the angel who was talking with me said to me, Proclaim, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am very jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion. And I am extremely angry with the nations that are at ease. For while I was a little angry, they furthered disaster. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I have returned to Jerusalem with compassion. My temple will be built in it, declares Yahweh of hosts, and a measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem. Proclaim again, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, My cities shall again overflow from prosperity, and Yahweh will comfort Zion again, and he will choose Jerusalem again. And I looked up, and I saw, and look, there were 4 horns. And I said to the angel who was talking with me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then Yahweh showed me 4 skilled craftsmen. And I said, What are these coming to do? And he answered, saying, These are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no man lifted up his head. But these have come to frighten them, to strike down the horns of the nations that lifted a horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. we just finished the short book of Haggai. It took place shortly after the return to Jerusalem, and the point of God's messages through Haggai was to get the people to get back to the work of rebuilding the temple after they'd stopped the work. One of the themes in the book is that Yahweh is going to shake things. The two leaders at the time were Zerubbabel the governor and Joshua the priest. Zerubbabel got a special prophecy at the end of the book that God would make him important, to make him like a signet ring. And it's good that Haggai is placed just before Zechariah, because that background should help us understand Zechariah. Zechariah is a strange book in many ways. The style of the book is what people call apocalyptic. It will definitely remind us of the book of Daniel, especially the second half of the book of Daniel. And in fact, Zechariah lived just a short time after Daniel. Although, I can't say if Zechariah had read the book of Daniel, since Zechariah was prophesying in Jerusalem while Daniel was in Babylon. The first prophecy in the book of Zechariah is dated in the middle of Haggai's prophecies. And the book of Ezra mentioned both Haggai and Zechariah as prophets who encouraged the people to rebuild the temple. The prophecy starts with a little historical background. Yahweh was angry with the ancestors of the Jews at the time of Zechariah. But now, Yahweh says, return to him, and he will be with them. God had sent many prophets to the Jews before they were taken into captivity in Babylon to tell them to repent. But those people didn't listen. Yahweh points out that those ancestors had died, and the prophets who gave those messages had died. But Yahweh's message had lasted and had come true. And in fact, the Jews came to realize that God was right in deporting them to Babylon. Daniel prayed a prayer to that effect, as did Nehemiah. So that is the introduction. Now we get into the visions. And the first vision is four horsemen. And Zechariah asks an angel what this vision is about. And the angel tells him that Yahweh sent these four horsemen to patrol the earth. And they report back that the earth is peaceful. Which, when we first hear that, sounds good. We like peace. But it didn't sound good to the angel. He asks Yahweh how long this will go on, that Jerusalem will be ruined and the nations will basically get away with what they did to Jerusalem. So Yahweh told the angel that he really cares about Jerusalem, and he's angry with the nations that destroyed Jerusalem, and they're now at ease, and they think they got away with it. He declares that Jerusalem will be rebuilt. The measuring line would be used to lay out buildings and streets, so it's a sign of rebuilding. Then we have the second vision, four horns, like animal horns. So Zechariah asks the angel what this vision means, and the angel says the horns represent the nations that scattered the Jews. And then Yahweh shows Zechariah four craftsmen, skilled workers, and Zechariah asks about them, and Yahweh says they have come to defeat the horns. And now for a deeper dive. This first chapter already has us diving deep into the visions, and they are a little strange for sure. You probably noticed that the number four keeps coming up. People have tried to connect the four horsemen and the color of their horses to specific things and the four horns to specific nations, but as far as I'm concerned, those connections are just speculative. But I do think that the number four has a bit of meaning. The number four seems to be connected with humans, human activity, on Earth, the four points of the compass. So the four horsemen patrol the Earth to see what humans are doing, and the four horns represent all the nations of the Earth in general. Also, we can think of the book of Daniel that had the four beasts and the four metals in the statue representing the kingdoms of the Earth. And then we have four craftsmen, which is a strange choice to defeat horns. I mean, maybe one of them has a saw that he could saw the horns with. I mean, horns represent the power and the ability to fight for animals like oxen. But if you were to pick something to defeat the horns, you might pick, like, soldiers. But craftsmen? I mean, at least they would be strong. But remember, Zechariah is encouraging the people to build the temple. They can fight and even defeat the nations by, building Yahweh's temple, which takes craftsmen. How does building a temple have anything to do with defeating nations? Well, that's where God's ways and man's ways are different. We tend to think physical. If I'm fighting a horn, I need a horn or a sword. God is suggesting some physical activity for sure. Some human action is needed to build a temple, physically. But it will have to be human action by faith in God to do it His way. Today, we are building a temple for God, but it's a spiritual temple. It still takes physical action on our part, how we live our lives each day. But it's a little harder to see than even the temple that the Jews were building at this time. And we tend to think physical. We think we need to have big events and bring in lots of people. We need to make headlines. We need to change laws. We need to have large numbers. We need to raise big sums of money. But actually, God wants us to do small things. How are we going to live today? Are we going to give in to sin today? The big things will come, but they will come from God. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.